I appreciate the two songs that were just sung. In fact, does anyone have a copy? Can I borrow your copies while I'm up here, if somebody has those? Thank you. When I wake up in the morning, I pray. When my day gets so busy, I pray. When I'm drifting off to sleep, I trust He's watching over me. So in Jesus' name, I pray. My burden this morning is staying or keeping safe. I asked someone the other day, why is it that we get drawn away, that people get drawn away? How is it that people get confused? And just so you know exactly what I'm talking about, it'd be nice to say that it never happened. It would be nice to say. And I don't really like to dwell on it, but the fact is there's been moments amongst us that things have come in and people have preached things and they have led people astray. How did that happen? Why am I worried about that? I'm concerned, and the burden is, it wasn't, Lord, how do I stay safe? Yeah. It'd be one thing to say it only happened in other places. Yeah. It'd be great to say this morning, it never happened, and it will never happen. But the fact is it has, and because it has, we know it could happen again. Yeah. So how can I avoid it happening to me? That's my burden this morning. I want to open up and look here in 2 Peter. And I mentioned these songs and read some from them, and I may read more, because they laid out a wonderful plan. They basically preached the message this morning. Pray the Lord will add to it what He wants to. But they gave a very good secret to how to stay close to the Lord and be sure you're not led astray. Says in 2 Peter, and we'll look in the second chapter. It says, but there were false prophets among the people. Now, when Paul wrote this, or Peter, I'm sorry, when Peter wrote this, and he said there were false prophets among the people, he wasn't talking about the Babylonians. He wasn't talking about the Egyptians. I don't believe Peter was concerned about any of that. And he wasn't pointing back to any of that. He was talking about God's people. The chosen people that God chose to bring His salvation through. The Israelites who had the truth of God. Had it to the fullest extent. The words, the communications of God with man. The Israelites had them. They had what they were to do. What was supposed to happen, they had everything they needed to be safe, right? But yet there were false prophets among them, and false prophets without a following aren't very much of a false prophet. And we know from history that Israelites were led astray. In fact, in the time of Jeremiah lived in peril of his life because he was simply speaking the truth. Amongst God's own people, His chosen people, he was simply speaking the truth. Now, they had not got there overnight, but they had got there. They had got to that point. There was a point where they started listening to something that wasn't right. Amen. And I guarantee you, it probably wasn't the biggest thing at first. Just a little something, a little flesh, a little something in variance, maybe even something outside the Word. You know, Jesus spoke many times to the Pharisees and told them how you've totally missed the point. And they proclaimed the Word of God harder and they were more strict than anybody. But yet somehow they had totally missed it and they had been led astray. And when the Savior of the world walked among them, they didn't recognize it. They didn't realize it. And if they did, they weren't willing to yield to it and accept it. It doesn't matter if you don't, even if you recognize, if you're not in a place where you're not willing to accept, you've allowed yourself to get hard. What, something has happened. You've grabbed hold of something that's standing between you and God.
Yes.
Somehow. And with the Pharisees, out of the very Word of God, somehow they had come to a point where it was standing between them and Jesus and recognizing Him and yielding to Him.
Amen.
And they were lost in that state. I pray they came back. I pray, like it says, they could be grafted back in, but they were standing in a lost state because they weren't realizing and recognizing Jesus when He came. We're going to read a verse a little later about my sheep hear my voice. You know, we can live in such a way that we don't, it didn't have to happen to them. It doesn't have to happen to us. We don't have to worry about it. For ourselves, if we live the way that the Lord has laid out for us to live,
amen,
we can be safe.
Amen.
We can be kept safe.
Amen.
And so it says, there were false prophets among the people, the Israelites, the chosen people of God. And it goes on and says, even as there shall be false teachers among you. You know, I like to notice, I don't know the right word for the grammar there, but that word shall. I might not even be saying it right. I'm sorry. I'm not the best speaker in the world. But you know, that carries with it a definite. It's not a maybe. It's not, well, there could be or probably. He's promising them that there will be false teachers among you, just like there were. There have been from the beginning of time. From the moment when God brought His Word down and extended it to us, on down through time, there's been false prophets. There'll be false teachers. And you know what? I love you all. I love you so much. Thank the Lord for the family of God. There will be false teachers amongst us. There will be people who come in and distort. And Lord, help me. I don't want to be one. And I don't want to be deceived. And the Lord can help us. We can recognize it and know how to be safe. And be kept safe.
Amen.
And it says, false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Yes.
I would like to not have to be the one preaching this. Now, you understand what I said. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't even say that. But this is, Lord, help me. Lord, help us all. You know, some of us preach up here. Some of us preach in the community. Some of us preach to our family. Some of us preach to our brothers and sisters who are lost, our physical brothers and sisters. Some of us, who knows? We're all preaching, or else we're not doing what God told us to do, because He said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And He meant for all of us. Y'all go. Be a light. Shine out there.
Amen.
Lord, help me to be so careful. I can't imagine denying Christ. I can't imagine. But you know, I wonder if some of the Pharisees as they're going up couldn't imagine not recognizing God.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine that they might be in that place.
Yes.
I can't imagine that. But you know, when we're not careful, when we start focusing on certain things and start having our own opinions about them and start focusing and deciding what's truth and what's not, and for ourselves, and we're not careful that what we're getting and what we're standing for is God writing on our hearts the truth.
Yes.
He does it in many ways, but God writing on our heart the truth.
Amen.
When we begin to take it ourselves and decide a little bit for ourselves, well, we need to add a little something. See, that's what the Pharisees did. Or we need to take a little something away. That's what the Sadducees did. They took away the resurrection, the power of life. And who knows all the other things that probably were going on. But when we start deciding what we need to focus on and what we need to pull away instead of letting God write on our hearts His truth.
Amen.
When we do that, We said sin will take you farther than you want to go. Deception will take you. When you start doing it yourself, you're putting yourselves where the devil has a foothold. He has an ability to deceive you then. When what you have is starting to rely some on your own mind, your own understanding, yes. The devil can get into that. And he can start messing with that. He can start deceiving you, changing, making the picture hazy. He start messing. Our minds aren't strong enough to handle the Word of God. And they're not even strong enough to handle the devil. They're not strong enough to handle what spiritually is going on in this world. And will be going on till the end of time. Our minds are not able to do that. But the Lord, it says in one place, we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Me? Physically? And myself? No. No, that's not what it's saying. It's saying through the Spirit of God, like was brought out last night, that can lead and guide us into all truth. Through the Spirit of God only.
Amen.
Do we have the mind of Christ. And through the Spirit of God only can we discern the Word of God.
Yes.
And through the Spirit of God only can we apply it to our lives.
Absolutely.
We cannot do any of that on our own. And if we start trying to, here's what's going to happen. One of these two things. The one we just read was the teachers that began to bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord Jesus Christ who bought them. When we start doing that, we're heading that way as teachers.
Yes.
That's where we're heading. Can't imagine it, can you? But that's what happens.
Yes.
You think about, I don't want to refer too much, but I'm telling you, there's some damnable heresies that have come down in the last 20 years, has it been? There's some bad things that have come down that I don't believe people could have imagined would have happened because of what they followed. But there's some bad things. Lord, help us. When we start stepping away from letting the Lord be our God, letting Him consume us entirely, guide us in everything, not being afraid to get on our knees. It says, I pray. When I'm confused, I pray. What do? I try to figure it out myself? No. No, I get down on my knees and I start praying. And I say, God, look here. Look what we got.
Yeah.
Lord, you got to help me. I don't know. I think I know sometimes. Sometimes I hit my knees and I have no clue either way. Sometimes I hit my knees and I think I know.
Yeah.
But you know what? I better make sure.
Yeah.
I better make sure. When I think I know, I better hit my knees and pray. When something comes up, a question
yeah.
comes up. Because you know what? The Word of the Lord is sure.
Amen.
Praise God! The Word of the Lord is sure.
Amen.
And His Spirit can discern it and explain it to us exactly how it needs to be. When we are confused or when we have a question, we need to hit our knees and pray.
Amen.
Until God makes it clear through His Word, by His Spirit,
Amen.
What the truth is. I'm going to tell you something. Don't assume that anything is off limits.
That's right.
Don't assume that anything is off limits. If there is a question about anything that you've believed, that you have followed, don't be afraid. Hit your knees.
Amen.
And pray.
That's right.
And seek the Lord.
Amen.
On and on we walk together. He's a strong and faithful God.
Yes.
How's that? Let's read that straight from it. It says, on and on we walk together, and He leads my steps aright. On and on we walk together, Christ is ever by my side. I fear no stormy weather. No, I don't fear confusion. I don't fear hard times. Because He is a faithful God. You can never find another. That the waves obey His will. And He speaks to you, my brother. Hear His peace. Be still. Let me tell you something. This guy knew what he's talking about. Or this lady, whoever it was that wrote this song, knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
We don't have to be afraid. Sometimes we're like, oh, I can't wonder about this. I can't get on my knees and ask about this. This is too close. This is something I believed in too much. We don't really say, what if God really stole me? I was confused here a little bit. What if He really said, you know what, you're not quite right. You're a little off kilter. I believe it was Brother Michael preached one time a message about a compass. And what he preached was, And correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Michael, but he preached with a compass. You start off and you try to get your bearings and make sure you're heading straight. And for those first 10 feet, if you're off just a little bit, a degree or so, it doesn't really matter. You're pretty much going to get to the same place. But when you're a mile down the road, 3 miles, 5 miles, 10 miles down the road, there's a great distance. You're not going to be where you set out to be. Yes, by 1 degree.
Right.
1 degree back here wasn't anything. You could easily just step over to the right place. So do it. Do it. Do it at the start. Don't wait till you're way down here. You find out, well, you know what? I better actually stop and pray about this. Things aren't looking right because they're not going to look right. They still look kind of right here. But when you get down the road, they're not going to look right. It's going to be obvious. Something's wrong. But then you've got a long ways to go. You've got a lot of problems. A lot of things have happened. Speaking back to the literalness, people have gotten hurt and broken in families. That now, how do we get back? How do we get our family back? How does it? Lord, help us.
Amen.
Let's not wait. Let's not take a chance.
Yes.
You're taking a greater chance by waiting and not praying about it, that you're going to have heartache and you're going to be messed up.
That's right.
And have problems. If you pray about it, if you go ahead right now, as scared as you are to pray about it, as scared as you are that God might actually tell you that something you're doing is not quite right. It's not quite the truth. Maybe it's adding to. Maybe it's taking away. It can happen both ways.
Yes.
It's not safe to add to the Word of God.
Amen.
It's not safe to try to make it, well, wait a minute, here's how we're going to do it. No, that's not safe. The Pharisees did that exact thing and they did not recognize Christ when He came to them. It's not safe.
Amen.
Lord, help us right now, right at the start. Let's hit our knees and say, Lord, I've just got a little question here. I've got a question. I'm afraid it's fixing to grow into a big one. It might. I don't know. But I trust You because You promised me that You would tell me. You promised me that You would guide me by Your Spirit. So now, Lord, I'm putting it back on You. I'm going to get down here and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask You, Lord, teach me. And I'm going to mean it. I'm going to mean it. Teach me, Lord, whatever it means. Whatever I'm wrong in, whatever I'm doing wrong, Lord, show me. Show me right now. And whatever it is, we're going to work through it, God. But Lord, I'm willing to do that.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Let's do it right now. Because it says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Has that not happened? Has that not happened? Has the way of truth not become evilly spoken of? And it's going to. Every time something like this happens, don't let it affect us. Don't let it bother us. You know what I mean. We want to pray. We want to have a burden. But you know what? It's going to happen. When people start drawing away, I have someone in my life we talk about sometimes. And there's just a vendetta almost. It's going to be that way. Love them.
Yes.
Pray for them. Don't get in the battle against them. You're not in the battle against them.
Amen.
You're in the battle for them. To be saved. To be drawn back to what's true. And what's right and pure and holy. Live your life. Be faithful.
Amen.
But don't be one who's drawn away. Don't be pushed away.
Amen.
And it says, through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Let me promise you something. I don't want to be drawn away. And I don't want to forget the love for the souls of those who are.
Amen.
Because there is a damnation. There is a punishment. There is a judgment that's not going to hang around forever. It's not going to stay back forever. It's coming.
Amen.
I don't want to be led astray. I want to be safe. That's the burden today. I do want us to remember to pray for those who are out there who have been lost.
Yes.
But let's worry. The best way we can do that and be a light is to stay safe ourselves.
Amen.
And so now, the word there said, making merchandise of you. Someone coming in and beginning to preach things that aren't right, beginning to get over-focused on something or preach their own gospel, whatever it may be. And through that, making merchandise of us, of all of us. We all sit here, we all hear it. Remember, these four walls. We're not talking about Babylon, we're not talking about Egypt. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about right here, right where we are, and staying safe.
Amen.
I don't want to be a piece of merchandise. I don't want to be just carried away wherever. And so I feel like the Lord's given me some things to bring out here, how we can do that. The two songs said it very well. We pray. But let's look here in John 10, 1 through, we'll start with the first verse in John 10. If you have the moment out there, I wouldn't mind you praying for me at all. I want to be faithful, and I want to say just what the Lord would have me to. All right, the 10th chapter of John. All right, so there's going to be people come in, preach things, people are going to be led away. But listen to this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you the basic truth. Now, we preach and we talk and the Lord gives. We go into things by the help of the Lord, the Spirit. But here's where it all starts. No man can stand up here and preach the Word of God unless he's saved, unless he's born again. And no man can stand up here and preach the Word of God. The Word of God. He can stand up here and preach, and he can preach straight out of the Bible. That's the Bible, and that's a recording of the Word of God. But no man can stand up here and bring the Word of God. See, we record here what was brought to man through man by the Word of God. We record it here, and we read it, and we should. But it was brought by the Lord and spoken through man. And that's what we look for right here again. We don't want anybody coming up and we don't want somebody who's, even if they've studied this whole word, know it front and back. We don't want anybody getting up here and just talking from this Bible. That's not going to work. That's not going to get us where we need to go. It's not going to be safe. No man can stand up here and preach unless he's saved, unless he's led by the Spirit. That's how we get the Word of God today. We've got the Bible, but we want the Word of God expounded, inspired, directed by His Holy Spirit. And it can only happen. There's no other way. Lord help you, if He's moving on someone here, which the young people are kind of gone, so this would be kind of a word to them, but there's some of y'all sitting out there. The children, the young people are still here. My bad. But the Lord's moving on you. He's directing your heart. You get down and learn what we're fixing to talk about right here. Learn how to follow His Spirit. That's more important than anything. You learning how to listen to His Spirit and be directed by His Spirit. That's how your testimonies can mean something. Your song that you call can mean something. Everything can mean something. When your life is led by the Spirit, just your life means something. Preaches a message. When you're led by the Spirit, that's when the love of God can just show out of your life. He can direct you to do things you would have never done on your own. Never gone there. The Spirit of the Lord. No man can come up here any other way. The same, anyone that climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Why? Okay, remember the door, okay? Think about this a minute. The door is being saved. It's Jesus. Through history, saved, filled with the Spirit, okay? Entering by the door, the same as the shepherd of sheep. That person, the Lord can speak through him. There's only one shepherd. That's what I'm getting at right here, real quick. I'm not, if you think about it, God's used me as a preacher, may use me as a pastor. There's one shepherd of the sheep.
That's right.
His name is Jesus.
Yes.
There's no way I can stand up here on my own, because it's just me and I'm not the shepherd. But when I'm yielded to the Lord, and the Lord now is speaking through me, speaking His Word through me, now the shepherd can speak to you.
Amen.
Because, and whoever is up here, when they're yielded to the Spirit, or out there, I don't want it to become just something about right here. That's kind of what we're focused on a little bit. But anywhere, preaching anywhere, you should be in the light. When the Lord's in there, and you're allowing Him to speak through you, do you see now? That's how the shepherd's voice can get to the sheep and tell them what he needs to tell them. He can't do it when we're doing our own thing. When we're deciding what the Word of God means. Going on what maybe other people have said and things like that. It can only happen when the Lord is speaking through us. Then He can speak. Then His voice can go out. Okay? To Him the porter open, and the sheep hear His voice. And He calleth His own sheep by name, and leadeth them. It's so beautiful. It's so precious. When the Lord, when we're just a bunch of vessels. We're just some clay pots.
Yeah.
When we really get to that stage, we go, okay, here I am. Empty me out. Pray.
Yes.
I'm all empty. And anything that's in me, I want it to be the Lord. I want it to be His Spirit now speaking through me. Now His voice can go out to the sheep. And the sheep hear His voice. And He calleth His own sheep by name. I don't know your name. I know your physical name. I don't know your spiritual name. That you're called by, that the Lord sees you are. He knows exactly. I don't know what you are. I see some effects. I see some fruits. The Lord knows your name.
That's right.
He knows who you are. He will speak to you.
That's right.
Specifically. I can't do that. Nobody can do that. I don't care what they say. They're wrong. They can't. Because only Jesus is the shepherd. He knows his sheep. He knows them all. It's such a wonderful, precious place to be in as a child of God. To realize the freedom of the Spirit. Here it is. Here it is. The Lord will speak to me. He can show me exactly what I need to know. I can sit here and listen and the Lord can tell me. He can call me by my name. He knows me. He knows my history. He knows what it takes. What I need. He knows what I need. He knows my soul. He loves me. And He knows how to keep me safe. He knows what to tell me. Oh, I don't know. I'm just, thank the Lord. Praise God.
Yes.
I want to be a sheep. That's what I want to be. I just want to hear His voice. And I want to hear it. I want to be able to recognize it. You see, that's what we're kind of getting to in here in a little bit. Okay, we want to be sheep. We got to be able to be where we can hear His voice if we're going to be sheep, okay? We can't be caught up in all these other things and in our own things and whatever. We've got to learn how to be a sheep because the shepherd wants to speak to us.
Amen.
And he's not going to speak your language. You understand what I'm saying? He's not going to come speak in English. He's not going to speak worldese, I guess is what I'm trying to say. He's going to speak to your soul. And you're going to, you know, if you're putting yourself in the right place, you're going to recognize it.
Right.
If you're doing what it takes to be a sheep, then you will hear it.
Yes.
If you're not serious about it, if you're not serious about being a sheep that lick the blood off the hand of the one who's spilling it, that kind of sheep, that sheep that's just ready for anything. You know, I thought about that the other day, about how it says, unless you become like a child, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven. We got to get to the place where we're just ready to hear, listen. I know He's not talking. They look to us to direct them in everything. That's where we got to get if we're going to hear His voice. If we're not willing to get there, guess what? Can't help you.
That's right.
Can't help you. Right there, we've lost it.
Amen.
Right there, if we're not willing to be a sheep, if we're going to decide who we are, and God's just going to have to speak to me as who I am, you know, and what I want, you know, all things I want to, you know, here's this kind of my personality and all. No, the Lord's, He's not going to speak to your flesh. He's not going to say, well, that's just what they're going to be. I'm going to have to speak that. The Lord's going to speak to your soul.
Amen.
And if you're willing to listen, if you're willing to be a sheep, you can hear Him. And you don't have to worry a thing about being deceived. But let me tell you, if you're not willing to listen, and remember what I said, whether it's what you think about the Bible that's permitting it, or whether it's the world that you're wanting to chase that's preventing it. Either one of those, as great as the other, will prevent you from being able to hear the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, people.
Yes.
Don't let anything be off limits. Please understand what I'm saying. I'm not telling you to go out there and change things. I'm telling you, when there's a question, pray.
Amen.
Pray. Find the answer. Pray together. Let's pray together as sheep. Let's do whatever it takes, but let's get the answers from the Lord.
Amen.
In our lives. Then we can stand up and proclaim the gospel.
Amen.
Then the Lord can speak through us as His sheep. Okay?
Amen.
But either way, we can be led astray. We can go out into sectism and to the... See, that's what they're pulling on a lot of them. Or we can go into heavy religion. And either way, we're going to miss it. Even if we sit here for the rest of our lives, we are still led astray. Even if we don't physically follow a group, even if we stay in this place the rest of our lives, we're going to be led astray if we're not willing to be a sheep and submit it all to the Lord.
Amen.
It says, the sheep hear his voice, he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And he putteth forth all the things that can happen. Or just willing to be a sheep. He leadeth them forth. He just loves us and carries us out where we need to go, leads us out. And he putteth forth his own sheep, and he goeth before him, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And you know what? That person, that soul, that's a sheep, that hears his voice, that follows him, says, and a stranger will they not follow.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Praise God.
Yes.
I can be safe.
Yes.
All it takes is being willing to be a sheep.
Amen.
All it takes is being willing to listen, to follow. And the stranger's voice they will not hear, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger.
Amen.
Let's look in 1 Kings 19:11. I just want to highlight a few points here that we've kind of brought out probably already, but let's just highlight them. 1 Kings 19:11. And this is the story of Elijah, where he had got scared of Jezebel and had run off to the hills. Okay? And he was up there in a cave, and God had come up and asked him, "What are you doing here?" 9th and 10th verse. And he explained it to him, And the Lord said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind." You know what? For Elijah to know that, he stayed right there.
That's right.
He stayed while that wind rent those rocks and threw them all kinds of places. He stayed right where he was. The Lord had told him to come out there. The Lord told him to go stand there, and he hadn't told him to go back yet. All right? It's not the secret to run away when things look scary.
Yes, sir.
It's not the secret. You're not safe anymore. You stay where the Lord has led you, and you wait.
Amen.
Wait.
Amen.
By doing that, you're putting yourself right where you need to be able to hear him. Okay? And it says, the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. Okay, it was all scary around here, right? The rocks and the winds tearing apart. And we stayed. We just stayed right here. God told me to be here. It looked kind of scary. I stayed here. All right, well, we handled that, right? Made it through that. Okay, Lord, I'm ready now. Come on. You told me to be here. I'm ready to hear you. All right, well, that's about the time that the ground starts shaking. It was out here. I was seeing everything else. I was seeing other people maybe being led astray, or scary things were happening. But Lord, I stayed right here. I listened to you and I stayed and I was listening to your voice. And now, Lord, have you come spoke to me yet? No. What's happening now? The ground's shaking. What I'm standing on now it's me. Now it's me.
Yes.
Now the ground's shaking under me. Is it time to turn around and run back in the cave? No. The Lord told me to stand here. The Lord told me. I heard him, and he told me to stand here. I'm telling you, this comes to reality in our lives as we live for the Lord. Now it's my ground. Now it's what I'm standing on that's starting to shake. But the Lord told me to stand here, and I'm going to stand here, and I'm going to wait on him. I'm not going to decide what I need to do. This is where he told me to be. I'm a sheep, remember? Sheep doesn't run off on his own. Sheep doesn't do his own thing. Sheep stays. Sheep hears the voice and he stays. He listens and waits for the master. Okay?
Yes.
And it says, the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. You know, what's the ground I'm standing on now? It's something that can burn me. Something that seems so scary to damage me. You know, the ground's shaking. That's not necessarily going to kill me, but it's scary. But now something's coming that can consume me, it seems like. It seems like this thing can take me. But it says, the Lord was not in the fire. But after the fire, a still, small voice. You know what it says? And when it was so, Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out. I'm sorry, he was still standing in the cave. But the point was, he was where the Lord would have him to be. But it says, when he heard that still, small voice, didn't even say what God said. No. He was a sheep. He knew it. He was following the Lord, making himself willing to be a sheep. And when that voice finally came, he knew exactly who it was. He didn't have to question it. Lord,
yes.
You know what? Elijah was human. Newsflash. He was a human too. He wasn't an angel. He was just like us. He was faithful in his time. And now we're desiring the Lord help us be faithful in our time. He lived in the flesh. We live in the flesh. He had his own mind. We have our own mind. He had a soul. We have a soul. We all can. The same thing can happen in our life. We don't have to be afraid. Oh Lord, they were special. I'm not. You're not going to help me. I'm not. If you'll stay right where the Lord told you to. If you'll just be a sheep, just stay there and just be willing. When everything's scary out there, when the ground's shaking under your feet, when things look hot, you're in the furnace of a fire, whatever that fire may be, stay there. Stay there and wait. Just wait. When the Lord speaks, you'll know it. If you'll be willing to be a sheep, you'll know it. It won't even matter necessarily what He has to say. You'll recognize it. I promise you. When we're willing to be yielded before Him, truly emptied out, waiting for what He would have to hear, He's not going to leave us hanging, so to speak.
Amen.
He'll come in due time when it's perfect timing, and we'll know it. We'll know it when it's His. Don't worry.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. And when you hear Him, step out there and listen. Okay, Lord, what do you want to tell me? You know, Elijah got what he needed. It was a confusing time. To Elijah, it looked like everybody had gone away. That he had done his greatest act, and now he was in danger of his life. He'd done the greatest act. It seemed like everything's falling apart. He was in a hard place. He was in an easy place to walk away. But you know what? He stayed. He stayed with the Lord. And when the Lord got done with him, he had what he needed to walk on back down. The Lord gave him exactly the direction he needed. And you know, the Lord will do the same thing for you. He loves you just as much as he loved Elijah. He don't love you anymore. He don't love you any less. He loves you the same. Today, to him, 2013 is just as an important time as whatever year Elijah was living in at B.C. Okay?
Amen.
It hasn't got any less important to the Lord that he takes care of his children.
Amen.
Of his sheep.
Amen.
All he's wanting is people who are willing to be sheep. And the Lord will keep you safe.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You pray for me.